we heard earlier about the AFL delegation that's going to set up a working committee to help steer the development of talent in Tasmanian football. Brent Costello from Win News in Tassie was at the press conference today with Gillon McLachlan and others who have been good enough to join us. G'day, Brent.
Hey, Andy. How you going, mate?
I'm good, mate. Can you give us the nuts and bolts of what was announced by AFL Tasmania at the announcement today?
Yeah, look, there's some more to come in the next few weeks and months, but basically today, Gillon McLachlan came down with $200,000, which is going to pay or help pay the levies of Tasmania's talented players in the pathways, and also forming this steering committee, which he'll chair, which includes AFL Tasmania CEO Trish Squires, Carlton coach Brendan Bolton, Nick Riebolt, former St Kilda captain, of course, the AFL head of development, Rob Auld, who was here as our CEO just a few months ago, and also AFL State League manager Simon Lawton. So a couple of bits on offer today, Andy, but plenty more still to come. And we're expecting Gil back on April 14, which is going to provide some announcements about talent pathways, just specific announcements, that is. And on June 30, he'll be back again to talk more broadly about what's going to happen with the TSL from next season, which is our state league year.
Brent, that panel that they're going to establish, will that be, so it's going to be an AFL-endorsed panel. Will that be the panel that therefore and thereafter drives football in Tasmania? Is that essentially what it's going to be?
It sounds like it. I asked that question, how often are they likely to meet? And Gil said as much as they need to, basically. So I take that as if they'll be meeting regularly and really creating a plan for this state moving forward, yeah.
It's going to need serious Tasmanian, permanent Tasmanian representation on it, isn't it?
Well, that was one of the questions that was asked as well. You know, most of these people live on the mainland and Trish really is the only one here in Tasmania. So does it need more Tasmanian local voices on it? Where Gil said that it doesn't. He's pretty confident with the fact that Brendan Bolton knows a lot about the pathways here as well. Nick Riebolt can add a recent player's perspective at all. Rob Auld's been here recently and Simon Lawton does look after the state league. So he's pretty happy that there's a broad sort of range there to work with.
Are you?
Look, I think it does need a local voice, apart from Trish. Trish is only relatively new to the state as well. She's only been here for a couple of years. So I think it would have been nice to have someone on there that knows a bit about, you know, more about the history of the game here rather than just people that are currently living on the mainland.
I agree with that, Brent. And I'm not from Tasmania, but I'm obviously old enough to remember when Tasmania was a committed and committed to part of the national football landscape. We spoke to Trish a couple of weeks ago on the show, and she is new to the position, and she comes to a role like that from a fairly interesting pathway. I mean, it's not as if there's a big ticket item for somebody without the requisite experience, I imagine, to do that job. Is there, probably a hard question for you to answer, but is there a lot of confidence in Trish's ability to do this job?
Oh, look, I think she will do a good job. I mean, she's still obviously finding her feet in the role. We did ask the question, though, today of Gil McLachlan, and I know Caroline Wilson's been pretty critical of this, and that's the appointment of Trish without a proper process, and the same with Rob Auld going back to AFL House, being appointed the head of game development without having to apply for the job. But Gil was very, very strong in employing his own people and seeing them promoted, and he said he's not going to change that and he's going to continue to do it that way. So we might see more of that in the future.
Well, they're doing that in the regions around Victoria, and I'm not sure it's necessarily working out across the board the way they want it to. So it'd be interesting to see how this AFL-appointed panel, mainly made up of mainlanders, goes in Tasmania. What's the 200 grand for, Brett? Why that number and what will that be used on?
Well, I was a little surprised by this because it's four players that are a part of this, you know, junior players, I guess, under 14, under 16, under 18, that are part of their pathway at the moment, representing the state and state footy, going off to play on the mainland and stuff. It's to pay for their levies, which I thought would have been covered already by AFL and AFL Tasmania. So that's what I understand it to be for. So that'll provide some benefit for those players and their families and parents, I suppose, but it's not going to really change too much for the average footballer in suburbia and out in the country, that's for sure.
It certainly doesn't sound like, if that's what it is, and, you know, at very much a kind of basic face value level, it feels like, I mean, you've explained it the way we understand it as well. It doesn't, and, you know, there'll be more commitment to come down the track to Tassie footy, you hope, but at face value, that doesn't sound like it's going to necessarily help develop or get Tasmanian footy back to where it was 20, 25, 30 years ago and encourage investment of time and player energy into footy in the state. I think it seems like it's going to take a bit more than that, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I guess Gil said he's coming back on April 14 to provide this these extra announcements about the talent pathways and all that sort of thing. And then the big one is June 30 for me with the TSL moving forward, because we know this has been the problem with Burnie and Devonport dropping out of the competition. Mm. They've dropped out because they don't want to travel. And I actually spoke to Gil about this morning. He was sort of staggered that players have been on buses travelling to Hobart from Burnie and Devonport for 8 hours a weekend, there and back. So I think he realises why it's gone wrong up there. So basically the big thing for me is the TSL needs to be the highest paid competition in Tasmania. Mm. And until that happens, players are going to go back to lower levels. They're going to play for more money, train less and have to travel less. So until they throw some cash at the TSL, it's going to stay the way it is.
So there'll be people, you know, who will absorb more of the information, you know, as it comes to hand, and will watch to see whether there's a real, genuine commitment on behalf of the AFL to help Tasmanian footy. As we sit here now on the 21st of March, are you fearful that, you know, given the conversation about Tasmanian footy, that this is get in, make an announcement, chuck a bit of dough at it, get out? Do you fear that this is a bit of lip service, let's paper over the cracks and people will forget about it for a while? Or do you seriously feel like there's a bit of substance behind the announcement and today and what's going to be likely to go forward with?
I think they've got no choice, Andy. I think they have to do something. And the thing that's been fantastic that we've seen from here is the massive support it's had on the mainland. It's got everyone talking over there, which has been brilliant, because it was just us here. I don't think any of this would have happened. Mm. So I do think it has substance, because I just think something has to happen, and it's going to be fascinating to see what he does come back with in the next couple of months.
We'll all be watching, mate. Appreciate you giving us the update on what took place down there today. Thanks for your time.
Anytime, Andy. Thanks, mate.